More than 1,000 people concerned about climate change turned out at Otterbein University in Westerville, north of Columbus, for the first town hall from an unlikely alliance of former lawmakers. They're part of a nonprofit foundation called World War Zero. Democratic former Secretary of State John Kerry laid out the grim numbers on rising emissions and temperatures that led him to develop World War Zero.
And any scientist in the world will tell you that's catastrophe.
And Kerry said getting the world to push back against climate change deniers and enact policies toward net zero carbon emissions is the greatest economic opportunity the U.S. has ever had.
It's an opportunity to build out new infrastructure in our country, to build a new grid for our energy, to take clean energy from one part of the country and send it to the other, to use artificial intelligence and quantum computing and put together a future that is different.
Republican former Ohio Governor John Kasich said there needs to be more shifting to wind and solar energy, more serious efforts to taking carbon out of coal, and more battery technology, especially in the U.S.
We have to speed it up, and America has to lead. I mean, can you imagine that America is not at the table? I mean, in my lifetime, I've never seen an America that wasn't at the table for good.
And Republican former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who had just come from his namesake sports and fitness festival in Columbus, said the message has to be based on what's happening now, not in the future, and it must be simple, like explaining to people the significance of lifting 550 pounds.
They didn't understand how much weight is that really. But when you say this is an equivalent of a huge professional refrigerator, then they said, oh my God, someone can lift that? That's really amazing. So you got to put it in human terms so it doesn't just go over our heads.
There weren't a lot of specific suggestions to the audience, but Kerry said this was the biggest thing they could do.
Hold political people and so-called leaders accountable. And how do you hold them accountable? You make sure you make our democracy work.
There was a swipe at the Trump administration for leaving the Paris climate deal. But Kasich, an outspoken critic of President Trump, going back to when he ran against him for president, said party allegiances are fine, to a point.
And frankly, what we all want to do, okay, we can have our allegiances, the Republicans or Democrats, but let's not forget the most important thing is that we're all in the same rowboat. And we can't just be one side rows this way and the other one rows the other. We don't go anywhere.
And Schwarzenegger agreed the environment can't be political.
It's not a party issue at all because there is no Democratic air or Republican air. There's only, we all breathe the same air.
There were several questions about the role of nuclear power, which became an issue last year with the bailout of Ohio's two nuclear power plants. And not all of the conversation was overly friendly. The last question came from Columbus activist Carolyn Harding, who pressed Kasich on his environmental record while governor. He defended his policies.
But I don't apologize for fracking.
Do you still think fracking is good for the climate?
Let me tell you this.
Do you think the methane is good for the climate?
Excuse me, ma'am.
Hold on.
No, I'm an activist. I'm doing what you asked us to do and hold you accountable.
Kerry stood up for Kasich, saying there's no litmus test to be part of this coalition.
I have a different view from him on fracking. We talked about it. But you know what? I am damn glad he is here as part of this coalition to get a conversation in this country.
Kerry, who's gotten other political leaders and celebrities to endorse World War Zero, says this was the first of a tour, and he hopes to have 10 million social media conversations on the issue of climate change. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.